Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I can't hear myself again. All right, fix that. It's 5 o'clock. You know what that means? Wait, hold on. I gotta turn it. You know what that means?
It means it's time for All Chat. I don't know the next part.
Oh, the video game talk show. You don't know the name of our own show.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Happy
truly,
weekend start.
Truly.
It doesn't feel like the weekend to me.
Why?
I feel like the weekend just ended. Because I just had an exam this morning, and at the senior bar night last night. I feel like that was okay, done. Everything's done.
Oh.
Huh. Anyway, we're back. We back. And we're going to play maybe like 2 or 3 songs and then come back with, what is it? We're going to talk about our favorite video game platform.
Yeah.
And our least, or our like the, in our opinion, the worst video game platform.
Okay.
And then after that, we're gonna play the legendary game, Guess That Game.
Guess That Game.
Triple G. I think our game needs a theme song.
Guess That Game. Triple D G. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
There's only two.
No, I know.
Oh, got to go. GTG.
I was thinking because me and Lewis used to have this thing where our names on video games was like Guatemalan's Got Game. Like if we were at a clan tag, that's what it would be. So that was going to be, we would say Triple G. But that was a lot, long, long time ago. Anyway, I hope everyone's enjoying their Friday evenings, even though it's kind of rainy outside. It's still warm. Hope you brought your umbrellas because I forgot to bring mine on a long, long walk home.
You can take mine back.
No, I brought one from home. But when I was at work, I didn't bring one. So on the way back, when it was actually raining heavily, I did not have
a... Wait, I actually don't want my umbrella or my jacket. Can you take it back with you?
You're not going home?
No, I'm going straight to...
Okay, well, for those of you that don't know, we live together. So this is why we're talking about housing right now.
Okay.
On air. We're going to get to the music, and we'll be back with more All Chat, the video game talk show. You're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is All Chat, the video game talk show. We'll be back.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back. I was busy thinking about boys, boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. Had a sinning thinking about boys. I need that bad boy to do me right on the Friday. And I need that good one to wake me up on the Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. Sorry that I missed your party. I wish I had a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys, boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. Head is spinning thinking about boys.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
To All Chat, the video game talk show. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias. We didn't introduce ourselves last time. We're too busy talking about our actual lives outside of the studio.
And I'm DJ HeJ.
And, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. That was,
How many streamers do we have?
Here we go.
They're bots.
Well,
you're all bots.
First, we listened to some Little India with Backseat, and then some Charlie XCX by request of DJ HeJ. Yeah. That's boys.
For all those who are into boys.
Seven.
Let's see. They're bots, dude.
We have less bots now.
There's definitely...
We lost bots, is what you're saying? We even lost bots?
We lost bots.
Okay. So, yeah. Thanks for letting us take up your headspace, but we're going to talk about video game platforms now, because that's what we do on the show. We talk about video game stuff.
I mean, there's an easy answer to the best one, but
so right now we're going to talk about our what we in our opinion the best video game platform and the worst video game platform.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just do like you go best and worst and then I do best and worst, or should we
bounce
back?
Both do our best and both do our worst.
Okay, so you want to start off?
I mean, the best is so easy. It's the PC. There's no competition.
Okay.
There can be no argument against the PC.
Why?
Because it's obviously
just
the hashtag
like,
PC Master Race. Get at me. Call at me. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. Do it.
I don't like. I used to not think that just because I didn't have a PC. But once you have a PC, you're like, yeah, you can't like argue
how?
With this.
How can you argue with that?
Well, I had literally no experience with. Like, I didn't know how PC gaming worked. Like, yeah. To me, it didn't make any... Like, I didn't know the world.
It's so much
gaming.
Easier, first of all.
I only had Xboxes, yeah. And I wasn't familiar with it. But once you have it, you're like, oh, it's not just Steam. Like, there's other things. Like, there's a million things out there that are made by other game production studios that just, like, have their own clients and stuff.
Exactly.
That didn't make any sense. Like, that's what... Once I had my own piece, I was like, oh, this won't... Like, why would I play... Like, I don't touch my Xbox anymore. So yeah, we're gonna take out PC just because I think that's just an easy answer. We want to get into the other stuff.
Okay.
Everything else has more level ground. PC is just so high up, it's like okay. Not even fair.
All right, fine. Then I think.
So now I'll give you a moment to.
It's the Switch.
The Switch?
Yeah.
Really.
It really captures the essence. Like Nintendo has always done this, but it always captures the essence of what video games are supposed to be. They're supposed to be played with others, and it makes it fun and portable in like a meaningful way.
So you're like how it's made the hybrid of mobile game or handheld gaming and console gaming?
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, they had so many issues at launch.
Doesn't matter. It's better now.
It kind of has a limited. It has some really good games. Like it won so many games.
Exactly. Like
with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Zelda, and then Mario Odyssey.
And just the Switch being such a tiny thing that it can run those amazing games
is
pretty impressive in itself.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, especially answering back to the Wii U, which was not great. Nintendo always has great... Like, their production of things... Whatever they produce, it's good. Except the Wii U.
I mean, the Wii U was their cash grab. The last remnants of the Wii sales.
The Wii. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, you're going to put your placement on...
Nintendo Switch, please.
Nintendo Switch. Okay. That's fair. I'm trying to think of, arguments against the Switch, and there's not really many, other than a lot of the defects it had at launch. Or, it has some issues with, it's very limited in graphics, but it's, because of their games, they already look beautiful because they're very cartoonish in their nature as opposed to realism.
Yeah.
So that kind of works in their favor. For me, best is going to have to be the Xbox One.
Oh, who could have guessed? Oh my God.
It would be so lame if I didn't, you know? And close second to that would be like the Game Boy, but that's so outdated at this point.
No, I mean, the Game Boy was literally game changing.
Yeah.
There was nothing like it before.
It's kind of in the music world where when you started having a Walkman to an iPod, that was that jump.
Yeah.
Was home consoles to a portable game.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Game Boy Classic and then the Game Boy Color and then the Game Boy Advance and then the Game Boy SP. And then
know all of them.
And then the Game Boy.
I know all of them too, but I was about to think.
What was after the SP? That's the DS.
DS,
the DS was right after the SP, so I had
all Nintendo 3D, 2D, no. There was what was after Nintendo?
Nintendo
DC,
Nintendo DS, and then the DS XL, I think, and then there was that was the jump to DS, 3DS. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember my cousin getting the DS when it came out, the original one, when it came out a month later for Christmas, and I was so jealous. I was so jealous that she had it. And she had the game with the puppies where you can pet them.
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs.
That's
legendary
the dumbest game
no,
ever.
Amazing game.
How can you even play that game?
It was amazing. It was actually so addicting. I watched her play it, and we raised the dogs together.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's... Shout out to anyone who's played Nintendogs on Nintendo DS back in
Shout out to anybody.
2000. I want to say... Six? Five?
I was just finishing elementary school, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, shout out to anybody who didn't play Nintendogs.
That's not fair. You have a majority of people on the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I guess I'm going to go with the Xbox One. I'm going to go with the original Xbox. The original Xbox, because that, during its period, was very advanced and very ahead and had a really good hold on, competitive gaming.
Yeah.
Whereas a PlayStation has been very house entertainment or it's fun to have with friends or over, but the Xbox really brought in, especially with online gaming.
Yeah.
It brought the competitive site to it.
Xbox was a trendsetter in online gaming.
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially with Halo. It blew up. You would have people coming over with multiple Xboxes so they could do LAN parties with up to 16 people for Halo. You also have the launch of many legendary games such as Gears of War. Brute Force, which is an amazing game that you didn't guess last time. I don't know if you remember that. What was the other Xbox original game? Or only game? There's another one other than Gears of War and Halo. I forget what it is. But, yeah. And then their controllers. Their controllers were always preferred over, not the big clunky ones, the smaller ones. They were always preferred over PlayStation controllers. Or mm-hmm. instead of like an objective scale, the Xbox controllers are a better layout. So yeah, and I grew up on Xboxes. I can't say I hate PlayStation. I respect it, and it's way better performance than Xbox in terms of graphics and like specs, but it just doesn't have, like, that's what you get when you're like want a home entertainment system. You don't get it when you're like I play
video games. Oh, you're a real gamer.
Yeah. You're casual if you get PlayStations. It's pretty like known. Yeah, people get PlayStation, I picture them just getting like Madden and FIFA, and like that's it. That's all they play on.
I have a PS3 still, excuse you.
And I guess God of War just came out, so.
And Kingdom Hearts.
And Kingdom Hearts. Aren't those both on PC, though?
No, Kingdom Hearts is not on PC.
Really?
If it was, it would be glorious, but it's not. That's so frustrating. I know. I feel it.
Wow.
It's so aggravating.
Okay, so that's my favorite, or I'd say it would be the best platform, is the original Xbox.
Okay, well, I have to Google my worst, because I don't remember the name of it.
Why is your flashlight on?
I don't know.
It's been on for a while.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
Nope.
I thought you pulled it up because you were looking at something on the floor. So I'll just go for my worst gaming platform, yeah, which is the PSP.
That was mine.
Yeah.
But I remember one that predated the PSP that
is worse.
So hard, but I'm trying to.
What? Yeah. What is worse than the PSP?
I'm looking it up.
For those of you that don't know, the PSP is the handheld version of it. It was basically the combat towards the Nintendo DS and like handheld gaming. Sony came out and PlayStation came out with their own version. It was just a really long device. It wasn't great for like you know, the mechanics of holding a video game or a Game Boy, and that was already like bad for it. And then it has this terrible analog stick that like
flat. Yeah.
Oh god, they tried to incorporate an analog stick into this thing. It looked really nice. Like the screen itself was very long, and it was very pretty display. But it was at the cost of everything else. Like everything else was bad, and there wasn't enough community and enough games for it that like really put like it was like, oh, I need to get the PSP because this game's on it. I think it was just an attempt to get into that handheld gaming market.
But they had the PSP Vita, but that was very short-lived also.
Yeah, true. Because everyone was already, like, not hyped for it because of the PSP.
Everybody was already into Game Boy and, like, DSs.
Yeah, it was too late for someone to join in on the fun. Even though a lot of people got the PSP because it, like, was a symbol of, like, cool-looking hand. Like,
also
like modern.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you could buy, like, PSP DVDs for it also and watch movies
on
it.
Yeah, exactly. That was before you had smartphones. Like, it was like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, the worst gaming platform has to be the PSP made by Sony, and that's my final answer. How about you?
I just Googled the history of handheld gaming devices, and...
Does it just tell you every single...
There's a Wikipedia page that just, like, had every...
Handheld?
Yeah.
How specific does that have to be? So like, I don't know if you remember, there used to be like Tamagotchis or like those watch, like those handheld games, like those count?
No.
Like what it counts, you know, like what is the criteria for making that list or being considered a handheld gaming? Because in that sense, there's a lot of things that could be considered.
A handheld game console is a small, portable, self-contained video game console with a built-in screen, controls, and speakers.
Okay. That's a good enough criteria.
That's Wikipedia, but I don't know if you ever... Do you remember the N-Gage?
Why does that sound so familiar?
It's from Nokia. This is what it used to look like. It was out the same time as the PSP.
Oh my god, I had one of those.
No, you didn't.
I swear to god.
You had one of these?
Not me, but like our family. Yes, that was around the house.
It was like, it was a combination of a phone and a gaming console.
Oh my god, that thing is ugly.
So hard.
That thing is so ugly.
Right? I remember thinking it was so cool at GameStop when it was on display, and I was like, oh, I want this so badly.
Shout out to GameStop.
Yeah, rip.
Oh my god, that thing is so horrendous. If anyone has time or if anyone's not driving, you should definitely look up, how do you spell it?
The Nokia, the letter N.
The fact
N,
that it was made by Nokia.
And then -GAGE.
N-Gage. Wow, I remember that. What year was that? It lasted like a year, less?
Maybe, I don't, let me see.
But this thing is ugly to look at and just clearly looks like a pager.
Yeah, like with a giant screen.
Mm-hmm. Not even that big.
It was
though.
Unveiled April 14th, 2004. I mean,
2014. I was like, dude, that's like 4 years ago. 2004.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense. Wow. What a terrible idea.
I mean, they didn't have the technology at the time.
Yeah,
they didn't.
But Nokia's known for its brick phones. Like, how are you gonna?
Is Nokia still a phone company?
Yeah. Yeah, they make. You can go get a Nokia phone right now. They're known, well known for their brick. Wow. Like, you can shoot a bullet at it and it won't break.
Yeah.
You can toss it as hard
Why
as you want.
Why would you want to be known for that?
Because they're durable phones and people still buy them.
That's so strange.
And they're like classic burner phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. I guess that's good profit. You know?
You have a market. I mean,
for spies and like
spies.
Criminals.
Yeah. That's the one I would go to.
Like CIA
I would immediately agents. Go to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have the... What were the best? The best were the PC. Nintendo Switch, which is, you know... Okay, PC is not on this... on in
PC
this,
is just king, that's
in
why.
This conversation.
The king of gaming consoles doesn't need to be included in this conversation, because it's already...
The king is hosting the match.
Yeah, it's already been acknowledged. It's sitting on the throne watching everybody duke it out.
Yeah, exactly. It wants to see who's top,
yeah.
like, in the world that isn't involved
and
with
it. And then it was Nintendo Switch and Xbox in the finals.
Yeah,
but Nintendo Switch wins, obviously.
That's just not fair, though, because it's comparing like apples
exactly.
and oranges because of timing.
Exactly, it's like an old man versus a young, fresh.
But the old man like carved the way for this
yeah,
thing. Like,
I mean, he might be muscular, but he's still old as heck. And then we have the losers bracket.
What would the Nintendo Switch be in that scenario? I feel like it's like the young little hipster.
It's like yeah, it's like the it's like.
It's definitely a hipster. It's like. What's the most like.
What's a pop culture reference I can do this? It's like. Oh, it's like in Dragon Ball Z, it's like Master Roshi versus Goku.
Like young Goten? No, I feel it would be like.
Or Trunks.
Goten.
Trunks.
Goten.
Trunks is the hipster.
Yeah, Trunks is the hipster. Yes. But like kid Trunks, not future Trunks.
No, future Trunks is still a hipster.
Yeah, but he's too old. You need the younger
okay,
one.
Okay, fine, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So.
Shout out if you understand that reference. Dragon Ball Z.
Shouts out to all the DBZ fans.
We're here for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the in the losers bracket, we have the Nokia N-Gage.
How fitting.
And the PSP.
I feel like they're like, if they have someone watching their graph right now, like their interactions with the name and like with their product just like spiked. Like everyone's like, we're back in it, boys. Yeah. Like no one's ever mentioned their name for probably a while now. And we
like,
just brought
I,
it back to
I
the limelight.
I just Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like someone's looking. We got
to
hit. Yeah,
we got to hit.
We're still in it.
Yeah. They probably still have like warehouses full of N-Gages somewhere.
I wonder what they did. Because it flopped so hard, like really quickly. Probably yeah. quicker than they thought. And they probably mass produced enough.
Yeah.
Thinking it was going to like sell out.
Like imagine being the one guy who has to like empty out like a warehouse full of Nokia N-Gages.
Where do those go? Do you just go to a scrapyard or like do they become something else?
They
like,
probably recycle some parts of it. I mean, maybe not the plastic, but the innards.
But the innards would be just like
yeah,
chips and stuff.
Like copper, gold.
Fair.
Silicon.
Gold is used in gaming.
Gold is used in smartphones also. Oh. These things have a fair amount of gold in them.
Did not know that, but it makes sense. Like when I think about it, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's, and then those two are like literally just slugs that you put in like a shallow bowl.
The N-Rage and the PSP.
Yeah.
Yeah. The PSP.
And they're just like kind of going at each other, but they're kind of running away from like the salt around the edges of the bowl. And it's just like the things like the kids.
Where
like
are you
the,
taking this?
It's like just like the fight that the kids are watching because the adults don't let them watch the actual fight. And the king just like scoffs in their general direction.
Wow. It's a perfect image. I see it.
Yeah, you get it now.
Yeah. I mean, and I also think it's telling that the losers bracket has handheld gaming devices and not like consoles.
But
there's not that many consoles.
But also the Switch is half handheld, so.
It's true. You're not wrong. The Wii U was close to being the losers bracket.
Yeah. No, but then there was
What are close seconds to the losers bracket? It's the Wii U. Also the none of the Xbox One, Xbox 360 and Xbox original Xbox were like fine. I think that the what's the one they just came out with? The Xbox
One X.
That one's kind of point. Like, that is actually ridiculous. That's, just for the graphics.
It's only for the fanboys.
It's just for, like, the... It's called the PC killer.
Yeah. That's never going to happen.
Oh, no. My PC's dead. I got an Xbox One X.
I remember when they unveiled it at E3. I was just like, what? Like, what is it supposed to be? Like, the next-gen console? It's not a next-gen...
It's not a next-gen console. They just added, like...
So it's comparable to the
PS4.
You
know, on a YouTube video, you can pick what rate you want to watch. It's like they just added a new... Like, not a new one. They just updated the video itself to be, like, up to date.
1080, not 720.
I can't think of other close seconds. I feel like there's another handheld that was... That's kind of bad. What other consoles are there other than just the Sony and Xbox? Oh, the used to have the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
That was not bad.
I've never had it. I never had anything before Nintendo 64.
What about the Nintendo? What's in Nintendo? Like, what was the
SNES.
With the rectangle? The NES.
Yeah.
That one was good. Like, you can't... That was like you can't down-talk the legacies.
Yeah,
like
true classics.
Those are like the ones that are up on the wall in like portraits and you just can't shit-talk them.
Like, they're like framed cartridges also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like people like... It's hip now to like have SNES phone cases and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's the hipster thing. I'm pretty sure they sell that at Forever 21.
Or Urban Outfitters.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play two more songs and then come back for Guess That Game. Thank you for tuning in to our, personal opinions that are actually facts.
I need my binder.
Oh, yeah. PSA. We should probably do that. Do you want to do that now or after the song?
I'll do it after because I need to find one.
I need to find one. All right, so you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show, and it's 5:30, so we're halfway through our show. I hope everyone's enjoying their Fridays, and we'll be back after these two songs. Bye-bye.
Bye.
hope you like that song. It's fun. I just discovered it like maybe last week. It's called Wellesley by the Montreals.
Like that school.
Like that school that will not be named.
Shouts out to Wellesley.
Is that the all girls one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep thinking, I always confuse that one and Wesleyan.
That's doesn't make sense because Wesleyan's in Connecticut.
Yeah, I know, but they're still East Coast.
There's a big difference.
They're all the same to me.
Wow.
Same with Amherst. I always forget that one too.
Wow. That's rude.
Dude, Jumbo Pride. Tufts.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to go into a PSA. Are you gonna read us?
I found one. This is a really kind of strange one. I've never. But anyway.
Papa TJ.
Yeah. Go green with rechargeable batteries. Did that rhyme? No.
Nope.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIM batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What made you choose that one?
It was the third one.
It was the third one. Amazing. That's what I do for my exams, too.
Oh, yeah. It's always C.
All right. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. We just took a small break, and now we're going to play Guess That Game, where each of us has a game in our heads, and we're going to play basically 20 questions to guess the other person's game, considering that there's two of us that host this show, and both of us have different video game upbringings.
You're never going to guess mine.
And he always says I'm never going to guess his, but I always do. So, you know, you have a really good chance to guess mine.
Okay.
This one time you might actually do it.
I'll go first.
I decided this is going to be the theme song for our the theme song for our show.
Why?
This is definitely this is the theme song. Whenever we hear this, it's like, oh, it's time for Guess That Game.
Okay.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome. All right, it's Guess That Game time.
Look at the title of this video.
How long is it? What's
it's the normal one. It's the original. Like,
hey, I can't.
Hey, yay, yay.
I can't. I didn't know that was supposed to be sung. Okay, okay. Okay, so my game, I'm going to tell you that is. It was a PC game.
It was a PC. You're giving me hints already?
Yeah, I'm just going to give you that to start off with.
Okay. So it's a PC game. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's not fair. Okay. There's millions of obscure Steam games. Like, okay, no, but there's rules. Remember, we had rules, right? You played it sometime in your life, and it isn't, like, you know, so obscure.
It's not that obscure.
Okay.
It's on Steam right now.
And it's on Steam, it's always on Steam.
No, but it started off as a game, a standalone game, but it's on Steam now.
Okay. Was this game released in the early 2000s?
Yes.
Is it a single player game?
Yes. Uh-oh.
You don't really play any other types of games.
Dang.
It's not like I have an idea of what it is. Is it an RPG?
I guess you could call it.
Do you play, like, so basically what you're saying is you play as one character and you, like, grow out through him throughout the story.
Yeah, there's not really growing. It's more like a, okay, no, you gotta ask.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you play human?
Yes.
Is it, like, on Earth today, or is it, like,
it's on Earth, but it's like...
Is it futuristic?
It's not futuristic.
Is it old future? Like, you know...
It's not
like,
old futuristic.
Okay. Is it a shooter? Like...
It's not a shooter.
Wait a second. Is there hand-to-hand combat?
No combat.
Wait a second. Oh. Can you control more than one character?
No.
Oh, God. For a second, I thought it was Sims. I was so close. Okay.
We're halfway there.
Is the objective of the game to beat a bad guy?
Sort of. You're trying to solve a mystery of sorts.
Solve a mystery?
Solve a mystery more like get out of some place.
Get out of some place. Interesting. Do you have a partner, an ally, AI ally?
You don't. You have friends, but they're not. They don't. They're not with you the whole game.
Okay. Is it a very linear game?
Very linear game.
Wait, I have 3 left.
No, you have 8 left.
Okay, you're scaring me. I'm on question. 12.
This is
gonna be my
13. Yeah,
my 13th question for those of you that are keeping count.
Do we have a call? We actually have a call. Oh, okay. Somebody's calling in to guess the game.
Maybe it is.
Yes, caller, please.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're live on air 91.5 FM. How can I help you?
I would like to request a sound.
Yeah.
In the Eye of the Storm.
Eye of the Storm.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, but do you know by who?
Hold on.
Okay, we'll try our best with that.
We'll try our best to get that on there.
Do you want to play the game with us?
Play the game?
The game, yeah, the game. Guess that game. Have you been listening to us so far?
Yes, I listen to y'all all the time.
All the time, really? Wow, we got a dedicated fan here.
Yeah, can you guess TJ's game? Can you guess the game that I'm trying to guess?
You don't have to if you don't.
You don't have to.
Okay, but
we'll try to get your song on air, all right?
Eye of the Storm, okay?
Got
okay.
it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, so back to the game.
All right, 13.
Okay, 13. What do I know so far? Okay. Is there... I feel like there's good questions the critical questions I should ask. Are the enemies human?
No. They're not really enemies either, per se.
Oh, that's right. You're not trying to beat a bad guy. It's just like a mystery. Okay. So you're playing one character. It's a story, very linear. You're trying to kind of like unveil or kind of walk. Is it first person?
No.
Okay. So there's no like, is there explicit violence? Is it?
There's no violence.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. Yeah. It's like Scooby-Doo the game, like.
No.
That's not a guess. That doesn't count.
You have 5.
Okay. Dang. You're really stumping me on this one. By the way, anyone listening, Guess That Game is always open to calls if you're keeping up with the questions I've been asking and the game and the hints TJ's been giving.
How many bots do we have now?
You can always call and try to guess before. We've had one listener before call and guess the game before TJ was able to. 6, we lost one.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, God. I'm trying to think of how many games I know are like that. And I don't know many. And it was released early 2000s.
It's probably before your time, to be honest.
Before your time. Is it two-dimensional?
Yeah.
I think Lewis played this game.
Say it.
No, not yet. I still have 4 guesses. I kind of want to walk around because I could be completely wrong.
I mean, I gotta go soon. So.
You said 50.
Yeah, I'm calling my Uber.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay. You have time. Is it a? Oh God. No way it's on Steam now. No way it's on Steam. It's going to be completely wrong. Is it Pajama Sam?
No way!
Wait, really?
No way!
Yes!
Wait, I'm peeking. I'm peeking right now. But
because you're yelling.
Holy.
When you're yelling, you got to stand back.
Holy moly.
Really? Oh my god, no way!
How did you guess Pajama... being on Steam now, give it away?
No, I didn't know it was on Steam. I was for certain, I was like, there's no way Pajama Sam is on Steam.
It is on Steam. I saw
oh
it recently.
Oh my god. Yeah. I used to watch Lewis play that all the time.
I cannot. It used to give me nightmares. That
really?
Yeah. Pajama, I never beat it.
I actually looked up gameplay for it 2 weeks ago.
I never beat it.
And nostalgia hit me, and I was trying to look it up to, like, just remember what it was
what
playing.
What are the chances?
That's crazy. As different as our gaming upbringings have been, we have a lot of crossover.
Oh, my God.
Because then again, we did grow up in the decades where there wasn't that many video game, like,
yeah.
variants.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pajama
wow,
Sam.
Wow, I called it.
I cannot believe you got Pajama Sam.
Yep. My next question was going to be, does he wear pajamas? And I was like, might as well just guess the game.
Yeah. I mean, if you knew that, you'll win.
Oh, that's crazy. I was like, there's no violence in that game. Enemies aren't really enemies. You're trying to solve them. Like, yeah.
Jeez.
You don't play a human.
Pajama Sam is a human.
He's like a blue thing.
He's a blue human. People can be blue.
I'm blue, I'm a diva.
You ever hear about the blue? The
if
blue,
I was green, I would die.
The blue people? There was like a family
can't
who turned
say that.
Blue. There was a literal family who turned blue in the U.S.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
The Blue Man Group? R.I.P.
Are they done?
No.
Oh, why did you say R.I.P.?
No reason. Okay, so now it's your turn.
All right.
You have 5 minutes to guess my game.
Can you give me something to start off with?
Nope.
You suck. Is it an Xbox game?
I'm not... Is that...
Yeah, that's a question.
Okay, that... Yes.
Is it multiplayer?
Yes.
Do you shoot things?
Yes. That's four.
That's three, dude.
Three.
Where'd you get the fourth one from? Do you play as humans?
Sometimes.
Is it
most of the time?
Is it first person?
Yes.
Is there blood?
Is there yes. A little bit. Is there blood? So far you've described every FPS I've like ever.
I know. I don't know what to ask to get more specific.
You're on six. Or this is gonna be your seventh.
Does the main character have a buddy that follows him around?
Yes.
Is the buddy an animal?
No.
Is the main character a human?
Yes.
Oh, it's like that game. It's not Ratchet and Clank, but it's like the other guy. Jax?
Is that first person?
No, it's not a third person.
You're on question 11.
Wait, what?
You're already halfway.
Human, is the sidekick a robot?
Is this, what?
The buddy.
That sidekick, I think it's a sidekick. And I was like, when is there
a... You got a call. It flashed, trust me, dude.
Okay, I believe you. Alright, we're going to take this caller. Hello, you're live on 91.5 FM. How can I help you? This is Mr. Gracias.
You are on 91.5, right?
Huh?
91.5?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you know the girl that just requested the song out of the storm?
Yeah.
We're going to save that for the end.
What?
We're going to save it for the end of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how long did that be?
Huh?
For
10 minutes. 10 minutes, all right? Uh-huh. And then the song will be on there.
What?
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, just for you.
Yep.
Okay, and my cousin's here. He wants to play your little game.
Oh, he wants to play the game?
Well, make sure he tunes in, all right? Just listen along, and then you'll be able to play along in the game, all
right? Yeah, so I'm asking the questions. Do you want to ask? Do you have a question you can ask Mr. Gracias right now, your cousin?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I don't know. Ask them what kind of...
Yeah, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Come on.
Step on up.
Yeah, just two people here.
What kind of questions do you want me to ask you?
Huh?
What kind of questions do you want me to ask you?
Well, we're playing a game called Guess That Game, where it's kind of like 20 questions. DJ Heejay is trying to guess a game that I have in my head. So if you play video games, I have a video game in my head, and you're trying to guess what it is.
Hide and seek.
Huh?
Hide and seek.
Sorry, I can't understand.
Do you have a question?
Hide and seek.
We're having trouble
we're
hearing.
We're having trouble understanding what you're saying, buddy.
Hide and go seek.
Hide and go seek.
Wow, that's actually...
That's a good guess, but it's a video game and not a real-life game?
Yeah, it has to be like a video game.
Oh, a video game?
Yeah, we're talking about video games.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, that's...
Oh, it's close. I mean, it's in the realm, but not quite.
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter.
And it's... Well, yeah. Well, we're gonna play the song that your cousin requested, and we'll get back to the show. All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, so you have what? 11? No, you're on question right. 11.
So there's not a robot sidekick.
No. Wait. Yes.
There is a robot sidekick.
No.
What?
No.
Why did you just do that to me?
Because I thought it was, and I was like, no, it doesn't.
So the sidekick, does he play a critical role in the gameplay?
Yes. No. Nope.
Oh, so he's just there.
I was going to say, it plays a critical role in the narrative, but not in the gameplay mechanics.
Does it take place on Earth?
Yes and no. Some levels are on Earth.
Does it take place in a futuristic Earth?
Futuristic Earth. Yes.
Does he shoot normal guns or does he shoot normal gun?
Yes. And
future guns?
You're on question 15 or 16.
Dude! Does he use anything besides guns?
Yes, like
to fight.
Grenades, punching. Classic FPS stuff.
Is the sidekick an animal?
You asked that.
And it's not an animal. It's not a robot, but it's not a human either.
Yeah.
What?
You're too focused. You're gonna kick yourself for not getting this game. You're on question. You have 3 questions left.
Is there a main evil guy?
There's a main evil force. Yes.
I hate you.
If you don't guess this game, it's going to be more a reflection on how you ask questions rather than how I pick games.
Yeah, I know. I'm so bad at asking questions. I don't know. What questions can I ask? Does he have regular color skin? The main character.
Yeah, that's racist.
Does he have human flesh? Or is he like blue?
Is normal human flesh, but you never see it.
Alright, it's first person.
1 question left. Oh, we installed our camera.
What about it?
It just looks very obvious.
Oh.
Last question for Guess That Game. DJ Heejay is 1 question away from having to guess my game.
How long's the title?
Really?
That's why
you've gone back to like playing crosswords like or like Hangman.
That's my last question. How long's the title? Final answer.
4 letters.
Okay, I give up.
Oh, come on.
I'm so bad at this.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
How many Xbox games do you even know that are first-person shooters?
Halo.
Wow, you guessed it.
You guessed... Oh, my God. I hate you.
I literally purposely chose an obvious one.
I thought you were trying to do an obscure one, so I was like, there's no way it could be Halo.
I purposely chose the most obvious one just to mess
with you. Also, Halo doesn't take place on Earth.
Yeah, it does. Halo 2 does.
No, it's on the ring, isn't it?
Nope.
You're a liar.
Nope. All of Halo 1's on the ring. Halo 2 takes place back on Earth. Halo 3, you're fleeing, you land on Earth again. The beginning of Halo 3 is you falling from the space like landing into... Specifically, the game I had in mind was Halo 3.
You made me feel really bad.
Yeah. Wow. See, the sidekick's an AI.
You're a jerk.
The sidekick's an AI. You could say it was the Arbiter.
Nobody knows who Master Chief is, too, so my skin question was...
Don't know. I'm pretty sure he's white, though.
Why do you think that?
In Halo 1, you get to see a little bit of his neck.
Let's look up that song right now. Let's move on from this.
Don't know the artist, but I will try to look it up.
I Am the Storm. That's what it's called. We had a caller who called twice. And if you're still listening, shout out to you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, and your cousin, good guesses.
That was a good guess. I'm assuming it's this one. I'll put it on.
Who's it by?
Ryan Stevenson.
I'm going to
assume that's the one. Let me just put it in here.
Yeah, so this was All Chat, the video game talk show hosted by me.
Do you want to say who DJ won the game? DJ
and Mr. Gracias over there, not paying attention. But yeah,
there's so many artists.
We just played G2G. And John gave me an unfair one. He misled me.
Is this our first installment of Guess That Game? The third.
This is the third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tune in next week. I think next week might be the last week, right? Or no?
One or two more weeks. Yeah, depending.
Before I'm off to a different country. And
what's gonna happen to All Chat? What's going to happen in All Chat?
Dissolve and burn up.
we're going to lose another bot, probably.
Yeah, you guys are going to lose the bots that came
through. I don't know which one it is. I'm just going to guess.
How many Eye of the Storm are there?
You'd be surprised.
All right, the top hit on Google.
On Google?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
And then we'll see you. Once we get this song up and running, I guess we'll...
Yeah, sorry, I'm not talking. I'm just looking for...
For our loyal viewer, they said they listen all the time, so we gotta give them what they asked for.
I'm not finding it anywhere, but I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play it off of how much time I got here. Nope, I'm gonna play the most random one, and I hope it's it. That's all I can do. We don't have it in our system, so this one. Yeah, so you've been listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. This is Mr. Gracias signing out. I hope you guys enjoy your Friday and the rest of your weekend. It's actually looking to be really nice outside tomorrow, but it's going to be raining Sunday. Just a heads up. It's 5:56, and we're done with our show here. Do you want to say bye?
Bye.
It's a boring summer.